Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In today's episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about following your own inner wisdom. What is your own inner wisdom? Your own inner wisdom is that part of you where you hear a voice in the back of your head that is telling you something specific. Your inner wisdom may be telling you something specific about feeling bad, about a relationship that you're in, either with a significant other or with someone in your family. It might be something that is telling you to go in a certain vocational direction, or it may be something that is telling you that maybe it's time to move on from the place that you're living or the situations you're finding yourself in. See, this is the problem that many people have today. They believe that if they follow the rules, they go to school, they get good grades, they get married, they purchase a house, they have children, that everything is going to be well and good and fine. However, for many, this isn't the correct way to go. Now, I'm not saying that any of these things are wrong per se. They work for some of the people, some of the time. The difference is whether or not you are doing these things because you are being guided into it, because that's what you really truly want for your life, or if you're feeling that society is telling you that these are the things that you need to do in order to be successful. And let me tell you this too. Although some kids are great and they are so present for their parents, it's unbelievable. There are many kids who have a lot of troubles, and some of them never go away. Emotional troubles and other troubles. So the decisions that one makes for oneself are really important. Because there's some choices in life that we can't change, as in giving back a child that perhaps is a little more challenging than what we thought we might be having when making that decision to have that child. Some of you probably know what I'm talking about here. Some people talk about a soul's journey. A soul's journey has everything to do with listening to what it is that your inner mind is telling you. And it is my belief, based especially on the work that I have done with my clients over the years with hypnotic technique, that it is those who have been over-controlling in their lives, over-permissive in their lives, or without any real understanding of who they are or what they're doing because they let other people tell them what they ought to be doing, are among the most miserable people I've ever met. Why? Because having a life worth living, making the challenges we all go through, and we all have different challenges in life. You know, some people have financial woes, some people have physical woes, some people have emotional woes, some people have relationship woes, some people have employment woes. Whatever it is, we all have something that we need to work through in some area of our life. At least one, from my experience. And in order to make it plausible to work through these things, we need to honor who we are from the inside out. That means that if you have a passion for something or you feel that you have a purpose to do something, like there's this wonderful woman that I met at one of my networking groups, and she has a history of drug addiction many years ago. And she created a nonprofit where they work with disadvantaged youth who are into the world of drugs. And through a year-long mentorship, and I forget how many months her program is, but it's a pretty long program, they are able to give these kids back their self-esteem and their self-love and give them some very practical work experiences so that they can move on with their lives. I think there's a lot more people like her out there in the world, but it's just one person who happened to come to me one day and she said, you know, I gave up my office because what I really want to do is I want to be with the kids working in their homes or in their area where they feel comfortable. So she gave up her office space. She's working out of her home and she spends more time on the streets and in employment programs than she does pretty much anything else these days. She was listening to her soul's journey and it's working out for her very well. So I want you to get in touch with those aspects of yourself that perhaps you're ignoring, downplaying, moving to the side to that time when you have free to get to it, as in when we say we get around to it. Many of us realize that most people never ever get around to it. They just delay it and put it off, and it becomes a point of regret. And sometimes even resentment, because they never did those things that they so needed to do for their own self-expression, for who they are as people. I don't want that to happen to anybody out there. So put yourself into a calm, relaxed state where you can be alone for a while. And listen to your inner self and those words that you hear, in those feelings that you feel, and allow yourself to do what you can to fulfill what you're hearing and feeling there. Because once you're aligned with that stuff, all the rest of the garbage that we have to deal with in life on a day-to-day basis, well, we still have to deal with it, but it's a hell of a lot easier to get through it all. You'll have to trust me on that one. Once you're aligned with who you are, the people you would like to be spending your time with, letting go of those who don't serve you very well, if at all, and doing those things that really truly bring meaning and purpose to your life, you will find you'll be a lot happier, more fulfilled, and able to give to those whom you truly want to give, because you love and care about them, because you know they love and care about you. If you had found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.